Welcome to the second episode of the Hyrule Cast. I'm just going to pop in here with a couple of quick announcements. So, by way of uploading schedule, we have been kind of late. It's my fault entirely. Blame Flinge. So, our uploading schedule will be Wednesdays and Sundays until we catch up. Sorry for the lack of uploads, but we'll be making up for it by uploading twice a week at least until we catch up. There may be a couple that are late, just fair warning. I wanted to give a shout out to Jesse, who plays Ebb on the podcast. He did the wonderful theme that you're about to hear. This episode and next episode, because I had to cut them, split them in half, were kind of both, technically speaking, our second session. So Sean, who plays Legion, will be missing from both of these, and therefore you will see some blunders on our part. By way of gameplay, we're still learning both, like as podcasters, players, and DMs, so don't send us too much hate. Hopefully we improve. We have improved, I feel like. We've kind of gotten into our groove in later episodes, but right now it's still kind of a little bit rough, both on in rule-wise and, you know, the regular just podcasting in general, I guess. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode.
You guys opened the room in this dungeon. There's some spiders. I was honestly debating to throw some more at you, but I think there's cooler fights coming on. So you guys found an empty room with a dining table, and there was like some spiders. Some of you stepped on some you didn't. Some couple ran away, but it's not a big deal. It's just an empty room. There's not much in it. And yeah, I mean, there are tracks. I think if you guys remember, there were two rooms that had tracks leading in and out. The one to the far end of the room from the entrance had really light tracks. Whereas this room, the room east, I guess, it seems like it's pretty well traveled. You guys haven't heard anything. These are all doors that are shut. What's everyone gonna do?
Oh, by the way, can I roll a perception check on the tracks or some sort of check, investigation or persuasion, perception or something?
Which is higher, your investigation or nature?
Nature? Oh, nature's plus zero. What's it?
So point investigation.
I got a plus three insight.
What's investigation then?
Where's investigation? Plus zero. It's my intelligence.
is anyone pretty good at nature?
As a druid, I fucking use nature.
That's two. Yeah. I mean, you're a druid. It's fine. Both of y'all can roll for it. Just to see.
13 plus zero.
9 plus two.
Roman sees that, Flinge sees that the ones in the north end of the room, the one that's lightly tracked, seems to be some sort of four-legged creature. And the one on the east side is a little too muddled. It seems like all sorts. You can see, you see some traces of animals, you're not sure, but it's like the dust is pretty settled, like it's pushed, you know. It's you can't really tell, but all you know it's there's people have been in and out, and it's pretty well used.
Did we try to open the doors?
You can try. Which one do you would you like to open?
I don't know. Which one do you guys want to do? You guys want to risk it or
can
just
see knock on door?
See, I have animal handling, so I might be able to just walk up in there and befriend some doggos.
I mean, this.
I'm totally down to befriend some doggos. Can I go befriend some doggos or wolves or whatever the hell?
I mean, well.
Maybe it's deer. Maybe it's more deer. Is it more deer?
A spider.
I could wild shape and I could also speak with animals. So, like, I don't need to, like, I could legit talk them into it.
Okay, let's open the door and send just him in.
Like north and north.
Just flinch. Alright, so we're splitting apart early on.
Just him?
By the way, this podcast, we're without Legion.
Yeah, we're missing one person.
Okay. Sean had to do other stuff. But yeah, just as an aside.
Yeah, we'll just drop him in and out.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I'll go talk to some doggos.
Yeah.
So just report. I have speak with animals.
Which one?
That's him.
Okay.
Also, do we want to do character voices, or we'll figure it out
talk
as we
to
go?
You.
Yeah, I feel like we should figure it out as we go. I haven't really developed a very good voice for.
I haven't really developed a female voice yet, so it's gonna be a little hard.
Is anyone else doing anything? I mean, does anyone follow Flint in? What's going on?
Was there another door, or like all the other doors?
There's
were
one over
exposed?
Here, and it's not really been. It's from what you can tell, it's been
the ancient
not touched. One. Yeah, that's old stuff. There's like some runes.
Mm-hmm. I'll check out the older weapon.
It's okay.
That's cool.
Let's handle this. I mean, are you guys doing this simultaneously?
No, I'm gonna like stand next to like chain shop, like peek in. I'm gonna go in, but.
Okay.
What about you, Gandhi?
Gandhi Shell. Stay back. Yeah, I'll go.
See what's going on.
Stand by that door.
Oh, I'll assume you guys do it simultaneously, and I'll explain kind of what you see before you guys make your entrance, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, Flinge and Maru, they're looking in the north end of the room that the path has slightly traveled.
Mm-hmm.
You guys open the door, it's you know, it gives. It's an open door, it's a little creaky, but it wasn't like shut or anything, it was kind of lightly
mm-hmm.
open, but you guys push it open. Both of you make a perception check.
Perception.
5.
5.
Nineteen.
Does Dragonborn have dark vision?
I don't believe so.
No.
No, vision's and sense is normal.
I do.
Yeah, he has dark vision.
But you're a little bitch.
Excuse me?
You see
actually, I can't say that if you're actually a female. Oops.
You see an empty hallway that goes kind of
yeah.
a little bit further that you can see. You can't really see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that the room kind of opens up like kind of a corridor. And it's like a little bit of a bigger room.
Okay. That's where the doggos are.
Yeah, your perception is pretty good, so you hear like some scuttling around and
okay.
just like sniffing and stuff like that. So
sniffing.
Can I tell what the animals are yet?
With
that 19 of a perception check,
they're being it's a little further down, and they're being silent about it.
Okay,
they you don't anticipate an attack.
Okay,
it seems like they're mostly kind of being docile and asleep, mostly. Eb, you
yes.
are at the west end of the dining room. It's an older door that's kind of two. It's a double side. I mean, not double sided. It's a two door.
Double door.
Double door. There you go. You kind of push it open. It doesn't creak or anything. We see a small hallway, and you see a bunch of spider webs.
Oh jeez.
Have fun with that one.
It's pretty thick. You don't see anything else past it, but that's all you see. You don't hear anything else.
Well, can I use dark vision to check it out? There's nothing, or can I just see nothing?
The kind of spider webs are in your way. You want to roll perception and you're trying to listen to things.
Okay. 20!
That's a nap.
You hear some scuttling on the other side.
Oh no.
Scuttling.
Scuttling. Of the 8-legged variety.
No. I'm out of there.
Dives back into the tent.
Yeah, at that point, if it's not worth it, I'll tell somebody else.
Once we come back.
I'll tell y'all about it. I'm gonna close that door.
Okay. Alright, so the west door is closed for now. Flinge and Emaru, you guys.
I keep walking down the hallway slowly. Try to roll a stealth check. For
are you being stealthy?
Well, I mean, like, I don't want to be heard for sure by the doggos, in case they're not friendly doggos. I mean, I can talk to them later. I can be like, yo, it's chill. Let's go, dude.
They do have advantage on perception checks because they can smell you and stuff. So,
I can smell you.
Yeah. So you know, how do you want to proceed? Do you want to be stealthy about it?
I'm gonna roll a... I'm definitely gonna roll a... What's my stealth? Okay. Yeah, 19 stealth. Wait, they have advantage, or...?
They have advantage.
Are you imposing disadvantage on me?
Well, I'm just perception. No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just doing perception. How you proceed now? You're just kind of
slowly walking down that hallway, trying to spot what I'm dealing with first, before if I want to use wild shape or if I want to use speak with animals. I'm trying to gauge it from there, because I've got animal friendship and I've got speak with animals. So
okay, you hear sniffling. It's like it was movement that wasn't there before you came in. When you started walking, you hear stuff going on in there. That thing seems like they do notice something else is coming in.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and walk in there.
Okay.
I just want to try this very first attempt at making communication with Douglas.
Sure. All right. I'm just gonna draw it here.
Okay.
You see a big empty room.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I'll just tell you right now. It's just straight up just like in a kitchen area.
Okay.
There's long tables. There are like what looks like stoves on the side, on the walls, pantries. There are like the doors are open. It seems like something's rummaged through them. This would be you coming in.
Yep.
And give me another perception check.
Okay. That's a... 11.
Okay. There's one bigger wolf there, and he was kind of ready for you, but he's kind of standing on the tables. He's slightly bigger, but he is just a wolf.
Okay.
He doesn't look particularly aggressive, but he is standing his ground. He's kind of staring at you.
Mm-hmm.
He looks pretty big. He has kind of blood on his hand, on his paws and all that. And he's kind of has his back face to this corner. And he's not really moving, he's just standing his ground at that corner.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I have 3 spells. I'm gonna go ahead and cast Speak with Animals.
Okay.
Hey, I mean you no harm.
Is that like...
So, comprehend and verbally communicate with beasts, limited by their intelligence for the duration.
So just full
10
on
minutes.
Just full on speech.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Right, you gotta make a wolf noise.
Oh yeah. Sure. It's like, who are you and what do you want? also, how do you speak into me? But whatever. What do you want?
Hey, name's Flinch. I'm just chill. Like, what's up?
This is my home. I claim this spot. I would like you to leave, please.
I cast Animal Friendship.
Do I have a save?
Wisdom save or charmed for the duration.
So give me what's your DC?
Is that my
spell save DC?
Spell save DC is 13. Do I add anything to that? I have a proficiency bonus +2.
It should calculate into that.
Already. Okay, 13.
So okay, this beats.
Was it wisdom?
Yes.
So this +1 has to be 13.
Yes. Yeah.
Dang.
Okay, that's fine.
What happens on fail?
Nothing. Oh, nothing happens on fail.
Okay.
It's charmed for the duration if it fails. That's it.
Okay. No. Okay. So this is
like, hey, look. I mean, you know, harm. I'm just here. You know, what are you doing for them? Are you happy here? Like, is this? Do they provide you good food?
I have no business with them. This is just my home. I seek no quarrel on this. I do not want any part of your
yeah, okay.
Your
no, I'm it's fine.
I just want to stay here. This is my home.
All right, cool. Just making sure. I was just wondering because I saw tracks leading here. I wanted to see if I could talk to a doggo.
And I would suggest you do not mention.
No, I won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. You go on your way. I'll just leave you to it. Nice meeting you. Can I get a name?
Scar. I didn't prepare this in my notes. Like, you're talking animals?
Hey, 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 I will talk to every single animal I see. So you gotta come prepared. I gotta let you know this right now.
My name is Scar. My name is Scar.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Scar. Maybe I'll see you around. Hey, you need to know. Yeah.
Ask, who's a good boy?
Who's that? Pets?
Nah, I feel like that will be rude. I feel like he'll kill me.
Throw a master ball.
Master ball! Can I throw a Pokemon at it?
I have one.
Alright, I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, back away slowly, like nod to him, show my respect, and just leave.
Okay. That's fine.
Come here. And like, do I smell want you meat?
No. Get the fuck back. No, please, please. Hey man, that's a wolf. No, don't you dare. Don't. I made friends with a wolf. Don't fucking do it. No, don't do it.
Put the fireball.
Put the fireball down. I just had a full on conversation with this wolf. He's cool. He's not gonna touch us.
So that's what they want you to think. Oh, what if he's guarding a treasure?
That's fine
too. Or what if he's guarding a people?
Do you really want to fight a wolf though?
It's just a wolf.
Hey, nice boy. He's a nice boy. He didn't do anything to me. He just wants to chill. Let him chill. Let him chill.
Convince me?
I'm not gonna roll against you. It's up to you to talk it out. Yeah. You roleplay what you think your character would do.
First of all, why are you here anyway? You were standing on the other side of the door, like...
I smelled something funky.
What do you mean you smelled something funky?
Like, very funky.
Funky.
And I heard whispers. Jesus. Like, wolf.
Wolf? What the hell kind of... I feel like he had to have made some perception checks or something.
I heard the wolfpack spirit going on.
God damn it.
Alright,
fine.
No, leave him alone. I leave him alone.
Alright. I'm gonna walk out.
I think he'll team us dead. He did Lion King.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh my god.
He did.
Do you wanna fight him with me over here?
Oh hell no.
Leave him wolf alone.
Okay.
Or sorry, Maru.
Maru.
What about you?
I don't know,
let's fight him.
Why would the room be
occupied by a wolf, right?
The kitchen.
Because he lives there.
Yeah, he lives there. It's his home. Okay, alright.
It's his home. We may have slept on some real good treasure, but hey, I just wanted to talk to a wolf. I got what I wanted to get out of this experience.
Yeah, you sound sick.
Talk to a wolf. Hey, you remember Red Riding Hood? How like the wolf like fools you?
Actually, I did cast Animal Friendship and I failed, but hey, no, the wolf didn't attack me though. The wolf didn't attack me though, so that's cool, you know? He's cool in my book.
Not right now, I mean, besides the main, the one that's been most traveled.
I stand next to Ebb. Yeah. I put my thumbs and fingers together.
Yeah.
And I shoot flames out of my fingertips.
Okay.
At the webs, spider webs.
Oh, you're clearing it? Okay.
Hmm. By the way, that's two spell slots to use for me?
You said...
Because I attempted to use Animal Friendship, but I failed.
Okay.
I just wanted to clarify that because I wasn't sure.
Okay.
Failed save, or failed... Yeah. Okay.
So you light this up? What do you
light it up.
Is it a spell or something?
Yes.
It's lit.
It's called Burning Hands.
It's
15 feet cone, and unattended flammable objects will ignite.
Nice.
Mm, okay.
At that point, I will run into the tents because I don't know the spiders now.
Oh yes, the spiders scary at flames and shit.
Oh, that's a pretty big spell, but yeah.
Ooh.
So, you burn through the webs. I mean, it's a 15-foot cone, right?
Yes.
So it shoots past it and kind of hits the walls. It illuminates it up. You hear like more skittering and and you hear more scuttling.
Oh my god.
You see kind of two shadows of spiders run up like on top of the wall corridor and go up that way, away from you.
Like big spiders? Like that the long legs?
Larger than the ones you saw in there.
Holy
shit. It's okay, I'm a dragon.
I'm gonna go ahead.
How much damage do you do?
I do damage, let's see.
I do damage? I just do some.
Each creature must make a dexterity saving throw.
If they fail, they take 3d6.
Okay. What do I have to beat? What's your spell save DC?
Spell save DC 13.
Is it 13? And you said what is dexterity?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Dang, these early spell save DCs are.
Oh yeah, that's. So this is. There are two of them in there that got hit, but I'm gonna. This number plus 3 has to beat your DC.
Take half.
It's 15, that one probably beats it. Does 15 beat it?
Yes.
15 does beat it?
I think so.
Okay, so just roll the dice and I'll just take half of whatever you roll.
Sorry about the sound, I was messing with the camera.
Can I get D6?
How many D6? 3?
Yeah, it's 3 D6, but.
Okay.
And the other one? Yeah. So it's 16.
16. Okay, so 12 damage. You see, and kind of imagine these are spiders. These aren't the ones that ran away, but from the from your fire your burning hands attack, you see kind of two very black and charred bodies of two pretty big spiders. They're kind of they're different ones from there, but they're like fairly big, like 5 feet kind of wide, big. Thinly, but they're 5 feet. But they're pretty charred up. They're on the floor, like their legs are twitching in the air. They're still alive, but they're not doing very well. I'm not gonna make a move. Like, they have health points left, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. They're just lying there. smells terrible in there.
Smells terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, is that an awful smell? I smell something funky.
You guys want to proceed in there?
Yeah. Can you get rid of those freaking spiders, please?
Okay.
Just kick them to the wall.
I'm gonna walk in there too.
I'm gonna start
the approach over there.
I hit the spider with my Morning Star.
I mean, they die. No, what you don't have to roll for it. They have literally one H point between the both of them. You roll a 12, they have 13, so don't worry about it.
10?
Yeah, you just squish them with your Morning Star. You poke them, they kind of ooze out, they die.
Okay, and I look into the corridor.
Okay, perception check.
You got it.
4.
I look into the corridor.
Is that another one?
That's a crit fail.
It's dark.
It's dark. Hey guys, it's dark in here.
Okay. I can use my dark vision.
Sure. I mean, you all kind of peek in. It's fine. I mean, you all see this kind of. It's a corridor that goes down, but it ends in a pit. It's kind of short pit, but you see the. You see the rest of the corridor on the other side. Yeah, so it's maybe like a 10-foot gap. And Eb, who has dark vision, can kind of see, opens up to a larger room, and in the middle of the room, there's a kind of a slab in the middle of the room. You can't really tell what it is, but it's just like, just a slab. It's kind of, looks like a coffin, looks like some sort of sacrificial table. You don't really know, it's just like a thing in the middle of the room that's stone.
Gotcha. Probably a good idea to check that out.
I'm gonna go fuck with it.
I can't cross that, it's 10 feet.
I can't fly. Can I cast a spell and fly over it?
Wait, this is a spell.
There's a long jump. What's your long jump?
Oh yeah, you. What's your ability on that do again?
Oh shit.
The flying?
Yeah.
I need to cast one of my spells first and then I can fly 10 feet.
In the air though, right? You can't really move.
Oh, really?
No.
Wait, so it's like 10 feet vertically only?
Yeah, he's like, he hovers so that people can't hit him, but I don't think he can move.
Hang on. Okay.
I have a long jump of 16.
Doggy paddle?
16
feet long jump.
Okay.
What the hell?
I'm just going by my character sheet. Hey,
that's 60 foot long.
16, really?
Yeah, you can fact check me on this. DM, here you go. My character sheet, 16 feet.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay.
You really wanted me to. Hey, I can roll an acrobatics check.
You know what? Sure, no. Acrobatics check for me.
I have a 12 foot.
14.
You know what? I'm just gonna make you. I think either of you can do it. But it's not gonna be a big deal because both of you jump across because y'all can do it.
I don't wanna jump across.
Okay, fine. Then
I jump
Roman,
across.
Roman jumps across.
I have a 12 foot long jump.
Well, I think we can do it.
I'll just say this right now. I mean, I don't think it's. You know, it's. Imagine just like. What am I doing? Kind of a hexagonal shape. This is the corridor coming in.
Yeah.
You look at the pit, it was like some like fucking spikes and shit at the bottom of the pit. Dang. But you jump across.
So lucky I made that shit.
It looks like some sort of sarcophagus.
First death.
It looks like some sort of sarcophagus in the middle of the room with like some pillars on the side.
Okay.
There's nothing around here that could be of interest. You want to make a...
perception?
And what do you think? I mean, it's like a tomb. There's some engravings on it in the same script.
I'm gonna roll... I guess I'm gonna take my chances and roll investigation even though I have plus 0 to that.
Okay,
just
good.
Just to see what it is. 4. Never mind. Shit rolls.
I mean, there's some like inscribings on the tomb. It's on kind of the sarcophagus. You see the same lettering you saw in the arch where it's like the letter V, something about tomb, something about here lies, whatever.
Open the tomb.
The pillars have more engravings. It looks like kind of a place of not really worship, but it's a respect.
Can I open it? I mean, I've got two little voices whispering in my ear.
Well, you go closer to it. I mean, you already looked at the engravings, but it's not like kind of a regular sarcophagus.
It's just
not where it has a lid. It's like kind of it doesn't have a lip to it. It's just like, you know, a rectangular kind of slab with nothing. There's no holes in it, which is kind of weird.
Okay.
But it just looks like it's just a
like cube. A memorial type thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's more like a cube. Yeah.
It's like gravestone?
No, it's long enough to be a sarcophagus, but it's kind of confusing because you don't see any way there's like a lid. So you don't really understand how it is. Give me a perception check on it.
Okay.
Make it easy.
No.
I mean, fine. You look at the thing. It's like, it looks like there's some sort of, imagine like, I'm going to draw a 3D shape.
Like, usually I'm good at perception is my best one, but no, that's a 7.
Imagine like sort of, this is kind of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the regular sarcophagus would have a lid to it where you slide it open like fucking Voldemort stealing the Elder Wand. But you don't see anything like that.
Okay.
What you do see is, weirdly enough, some handles on each side. Kind of gold, well now it's kind of faded, it looks really brownish bronze.
Okay.
Kind of handle, maybe someone's carrying it, maybe someone's lifting it around. You know it's a sarcophagus based on how it looks, but it's just different to you since it doesn't seem to be like anything you've seen. And it's maybe like 8 foot long.
Yeah, is there anything else of use to me in the room?
No, it's kind of empty besides that.
Alright, how are you?
Lick it.
jump back across.
Yeah, do I roll for that?
You're fine, don't worry about it. Jump back across, you tell everyone what you saw.
Yeah, there ain't shit back there. It's just a tomb.
There were some spiders.
No, I feel bad for spiders.
Hey, that could have been something useful. I didn't want to try the tomb, that's fine. Alright.
You didn't want to try the wolf either.
Let's go back to the wolf guy. That's a sign.
Are you going?
No.
Go for the tomb. Weren't you over there too?
Let's go.
I don't see anything that we could actually make use of it.
Could you try to push it?
There's no...
You got a dragon?
Yeah, but there's no like...
You're gonna fall and die.
Yeah, no, I just give up, I leave. I go for the other door.
Okay. Everyone else?
There's only one more door, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Are we ready to just walk in there?
I knock on the door.
Actually.
God damn it. No.
Right, you knock on it.
I can't believe you've done this.
I can't. You knock, let no one answers.
Thank God.
I ring the doorbell.
It's fine. Nothing happens in there.
Okay. I step away from the door.
Yeah, try to open it.
It does open. You want to push it open?
Yeah, sure.
You just fling it open and you kind of...
Just it open.
Just fling. Actually, can I make a bonfire first?
Okay, in your hand?
And yeah, just like...
Okay, I also produce
just
flame.
Open it just to be safe.
Sure.
I produce flame in my hand too. Just to be
I don't want my holy symbol.
What is your holy symbol?
I have like massive skills against
Hollow Ring of my War Gong.
I don't see many skills against undead, but we had encountered any.
Okay.
Okay.
So Gandhi kind of standing there. You have a fireball in hand, you kind of look into the room.
I can't remember.
Oh, okay, okay.
Give me a dexterity saving throw, please.
You can make it
this one, right?
So d20 plus, your dexterity.
Or minus.
Oh, it's a 20 plus 3. 23?
Wow, okay. I mean, yeah,
it's a nat 20. Like,
No. So you're gonna open it, you look into it. I guess you see it. You see kind of a hallway, it's really dark. The hallway goes down a little bit and curves in. But before that, you see these two kind of half walls, maybe about like, 3 feet high. They're like stone wall, wooden kind of planks stacked together. And you don't see anything at first, but give it like a second. You can open it, you look a bit, you see two heads come out, you shoot little short bows at you, and pew, like from both of them. So I guess these two guys.
Matrix.
But you did deck save, so yeah, Matrix. And you dodged them. So, pretty good.
Oh, with the 20?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Dexterity saving throw. So,
damn, they were ready for that shit.
Yeah, oh. We all got to see
Yeah, because you knocked.
Damn, I was cool, man.
I took through nice.
Knocked and rang the doorbell.
So, if y'all want to do, like, just last minute walking around, repositioning, Gandhi, you want to move around, you can do that before you go into initiative.
Oh, man, I'm going to go straight in, man.
You're running?
Well,
okay.
That's it.
Is this an important battle?
I'm going to run straight. And then use my Thunder Wave right in the middle.
Okay.
So it does 15 cube feet air damage, mm-hmm. and then 2d8.
Okay, it's if I beat it, right? Like, if not, I think I take half or something.
2d8. Con save on fall push. Well, I don't know what this
is. Is it on fail? I think it's push. So it says.
Is that a 10?
Thunder Wave, yeah, con save. If I make your save, I only take half damage. If yeah, so just what is your spell save DC?
Oh, sorry, what is that?
It's on top of
there. It's 13.
It's 13. Okay. So there's actually three guys back here.
You need 2d8.
That's a
D10. The other one.
This way.
So okay, so there's three things. Your con is what is it again?
13.
Your DC is 13. So their con. Oh. Their con is plus 0. So let's see if they beat it.
Oh, there was a fireball?
Yeah, 16. That you didn't see, but he's definitely got affected. So 15 beats it. What is that, 16?
16.
So they held on. I would say this one's the last one. That one got a 6. So roll for damage and see how much damage you deal.
Please don't be ones. It's just 2d1s. With
nice. Max damage.
Wow.
Holy shit, 16?
I promise that I just dropped it.
Yeah, fine. So 16 damage.
That's how dice work.
So eight damage is half. Where's my red one?
Okay.
So because since these two made your DC, they don't get pushback. They just take a bunch of damage. So they kind of held on maybe to that thing. It's a Thunder Wave, so it's like a force push, basically.
The other guy gets...
This guy gets like to the back wall, and you see him kind of like his head hits the wall, and it kind of splatters. Here's no. Back crack.
Right,
and
down.
He like slides down the thing, and he falls face down, and he kind of dies.
And then I choose to fly now.
I mean, it's a dungeon, so you can kind of hover. No, you can keep your head.
Wait. Does Thunder Wave cause noise?
Yeah. So, I mean, that I guess that's a surprise. So, I'm going to have everyone roll initiative now.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
it's
your step.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh, nice.
Four.
I hear four.
Four. I got a four.
Me too.
Wait.
Oh, you have four?
I got
wait, did we literally?
20?
Okay. Wait, you got 5.
No, it's minus 1 for me.
Ah, oh, wait, why?
My initiative is minus 1.
Whoever's initiative?
This one.
Oh.
You got plus 3, so I got 23.
Well, mine's plus 4. I got 8.
Oh, I have 6.
I have 4.
I literally did not realize there was an initiative bonus.
You're welcome. It doesn't matter much, but...
I mean, I feel like you should take the natural
Gandhi,
5
Gandhi's
instead of that.
Freaking... like tank here.
Yeah,
he's a savage,
all the way.
Man.
You know he's like the sorcerer. I'm debating because you kind of went out of turn with the first one. I mean, surprise is the goblin shooting you.
Oh.
So I'm gonna use you as like the turn. You did
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
No, I'll use
yeah,
that.
That's
turn.
Fine. That's
so the monster's gonna.
Plus no.
Monster's gonna. If you're gonna try to, you're in the air. I mean, it's
So maybe it's like a story tall, so maybe the height of this room, you're kind of up there. They can't really swing at you.
And they're just like,
yeah, you're like there. Flat. So they're like, fuck. And they'll shoot at you if they're with their short bows then.
Just imagine, just, hello, what's good, dude? What's up?
Hold up.
Who's from that?
And then fly away.
Okay, so one's gonna roll to hit. This plus two. Five probably doesn't hit. So look at your AC. It's a 13, so I have to be a 13. This one shoots. Maybe you're like flying or whatever. It doesn't hit. This other one shoots at you with a short bow. 14, does that hit?
Oh yeah, it does.
14 hit. All right.
You die.
Oh shit. I already need this. Short bow.
Wait, are you an elf?
So what?
Are you an elf?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And high elf.
Yeah, we want decent.
We've got two dragonborns, two elves, and one tiefling. That's an interesting. Or you're a half elf, though.
Okay, yes, one of the six. Okay, so this is damage. So this plus two is your damage. You take five damage.
Five?
Yeah. Okay. So it hits you in like hits you in the side or something while you're flying around, and that's their turn. Eb, you are up.
Huh.
So you're a bard, right?
Yes, I am.
So you're pretty magical, but the inspiration, the bardic inspiration,
yeah,
that's a bonus action. Mm-hmm. So you can do two things, like move around, attack, or whatever,
right,
in addition to one bonus action. So you can cast inspiration like crazy. So it's like toss that around. This doesn't count as an action.
Nice.
So I suggest using it.
Well, should I use one? I guess I'm going to... So these two guys were out
there. Yeah, they got hit a little bit, but they're still shooting at
Gandy.
Yeah,
they're shooting upwards. Alright, then I guess I'll like sweep in, sort of go straight for the guy on the left.
Mm-hmm.
I can do one action and then
bonus
action.
Yeah, you can reach him. Go for it. You can do whatever you want to hit him. You want to swing at him, you want to cast a spell.
I have nothing to cast here. I'll just swing at him then.
What do you have?
1d8 plus 3.
Okay. Roll a d20 with your attack bonus. So, over with the rapier.
That's
yeah,
five.
So roll that into add your bonus to see if you hit.
23?
Oh, that hits. Yeah. So roll the damage, whatever it is.
Plus 3, 8. Yeah,
nice.
He did. And then my bonus action, I guess I will inspire the next person, which is Flinch.
Yeah,
yeah,
you can do that. So he rolls I think it's a
D6.
To the end. Wait, I think it's D4 initially. Inspiration?
It was
for level 1.
It doesn't say.
It's in your bardic notes.
Yeah. 1d6.
1d6?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You start with a D. I don't think it's a D. Yeah, it's a D6 and a D8.
I thought it was always a D4 starting off. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know bard that well.
Oh yeah, you kill it. Were you stabbing anywhere in particular?
Right there. The chest.
You stab it.
I'm not going for the eyes. And so much blood.
And he falls like, you know, he did. You stab right through him. Flinch. You see all your friends doing all this work.
Well, I have a fireball in my hand that
inspire
I
you
produced
with
earlier.
So,
so produce flame. So like inspiration is plus 6. So say I roll like to attack, and then that's the
spells don't. You don't have to roll to hit for spells. That
yeah,
only
yeah.
counts for the other
so
ones.
So what's the inspiration for?
I guess it doesn't count for spell. If it needs to make a save, I'll add that to like I'll make yours higher. But since you don't need to like
okay,
hit,
so I can use it whenever I want. Though, right?
Within 10 minutes, yeah.
Within 10 minutes, okay, that's fine. All right, I just toss this fireball at the other one. Five.
Do I have to save or anything?
No, it's just a fireball.
Okay.
It's 1d8 fire damage.
You kind of hit it in the face. He kind of takes a little bit, he's like, he's not happy about it, but his walls are kind of coming out, it's really hot. He dropped his stuff, he's like, kind of put it off, he's like, he's not doing very well.
Okay. It's cool. And I believe that's all I can do. I don't think I have a bonus action or anything, so.
Well,
wait.
Can you use the inspiration as your bonus action?
Can I? No, I don't think so.
No, you can give inspiration as your bonus.
Yeah. No, I don't have my bonus action would be wild shape, and I don't want to use that yet.
Mm-hmm.
I only have one wild shape left, so I guess.
Maru, you're
yeah.
up.
Are they like dead?
he's still like kind of, he dropped his stuff, he's freaking out, he's not doing very well, he's pretty hurt, like very hurt.
I'm not gonna reach him in one turn?
Yeah, it's short enough, you can do
that.
Yeah, that's me. I assume you're not gonna...
Oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah, you got him.
I just hit him with my Morningstar.
Yeah, go for it. Roll the hit.
11.
She doesn't hit.
Dang.
Sad.
Dang. Well.
I just thought he has 2 HP. I don't know. Roll again, why not? Just do it. Just do it, please.
I got the advantage because he's down.
Yeah, why not? Yeah,
there we go.
I'll say that.
That's why.
Good reason.
19.
Yeah, you hit.
Thank God.
Do more than 2 damage, please. Or do 2 damage.
He does exactly 1 damage.
My minimum is 4, so.
Oh.
4.
Yay! Did you go over his head or anything?
His chest.
Oh, yeah. It kind of caves in, he falls over, his face still kind of boiling up. Yeah, good job. These guys are cleared up. You don't really see anything here. It's kind of, there you see some like cushions or like some rolls of bags and hay and stuff where they've been kind of chilling. Mm-hmm. But they're kind of sentries. While this is going on though, you do hear some commotion going around, like a few orcs going, ah, flash over there, put the fire up. You don't understand orc. And you hear some movement, you know, it's pretty...
I should have picked orc as my other language.
Yeah, and you hear movement going on in there. You see kind of the torchlight illuminated, the shadows on the side of the wall, like beyond. You can't really see, but you see kind
of
the shadows.
Allegory of the cave?
Yeah, sure. And you see like movement. There's like big shapes moving around. There's like little goblins like, and jumping on things. How do you proceed?
Shit.
Yeah, how long can I stay in the air for?
Do you want to get down?
I don't know. Check. I don't know if I want to get down right now.
How can you fly around and just hover?
Hey, I'm just in the air.
You want do you burn a spell slot for that?
So what? No, it's my bonus.
It's your bonus? As a sorcerer, you could just fly?
He's a storm.
More like hover. Just hover.
Yeah, got hover.
What the hell?
So that's...
Fucking sorcerer is cool.
You know how they do that indoor skydiving where they're like,
So it's called tempestuous magic. Starting at first level, you can use a bonus action on your turn to create whirling gusts of elemental air to briefly surround you immediately before or after you cast a spell. You go up to 10 feet. I'm gonna say you just fly back down. I don't think you get to stay up there very long.
Okay.
But you kind of go back down. But you hear shit going on back there. Ahead of you. What do you guys do?
You said there's haze laying on the ground, right?
Yeah.
Can I shoot a fireball at it?
I mean, it's just hay. You do it, but...
Oh, just like...
It lights up. Back down. And it's... I mean, it embers a little bit.
No.
Yeah.
I think... I don't know. What do you guys want to do?
It's Gandhi's turn, right?
Oh no, we out of
no,
we're
out of
yeah,
out of
yeah we killed them all, so okay. You don't have to worry about that.
I mean, I can like look forward with my dark vision and just like crawl over there and check it out. I'm not trying to get killed though. So.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need the dark vision because they're torchlight.
Oh, okay.
But you see, I'm gonna reset this scene then. You look ahead into a pretty giant room.
If you're hidden well enough, if you're not seen, I can cast Druidcraft and distract them slightly.
So this extends up corridor and you see this wall extends. Right there. Why not?
Looks like Nevada.
Yeah. You see some more tents. You see maybe like some boulders around. You look, I mean, I'll just say you're peeking over the corner. It's a pretty short corridor. You don't worry about sneaking. They know you're here. But you see a little fire at the end kind of around here.
Mm-hmm.
And what looks like a fire camp, so there's shit. I mean, like stuff around it. There's some like chests in the end. You see in the far end, you see some cages. Like kind of in like what prison cells. And you see things, you see like some bundles on the floor, you can't really tell. But
are they animal shaped?
No, it's small. But
Oh wait, right. They're the prisoners that we're here to get.
I was gonna remind you, but I wasn't wanna. I don't want
to. You guys took me a minute.
You guys are here for like some dudes.
Oh right, the prisoners.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that shit. Right?
No. Yeah, it was just you.
Yeah. I just assumed we were just in here for fun.
Well, you just want a bit animal, right?
Yeah, I'm just here for the animals. I'm just here for that prime wolf experience. Yeah, that furry shit. I'm into that. I can turn into a wolf if I wanted to.
But you're in luck, I guess.
I could low-key this shit.
I'm gonna do some changes. Instead of these...
Retconning this map.
Yeah, your chest is already made. The chest is right here. Or something. But this kind of extends a little bit further in. And you see what looks like some sort of staples.
Are you getting animals?
Some fences. Oh. Right now the fence is open. And you see two goblins trying to mount two giant badgers.
Oh shit. Badgers?
Badgers. Oh. Kind of black and white.
What?
Black, ooh. Like the song. Ooh. Yeah, like badger, but they're big and they're like...
Bad.
Yeah. I'll see if they get in the description.
Bad chair.
Badger. God damn it. God damn it.
I don't know how the song goes.
That's how it goes. Mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
Classic memes. You know what I just realized?
What's up?
Badger is on the list of things that I can transform into. Oh, no, it's not a giant badger.
Wait, no, that's a giant badger.
No. Druid level 2. Giant badger. I'm good.
Who wants to be a badger?
Hey, I can walk in there and cause confusion, is what I'm saying.
Well, unfortunate for you. I mean, I'll tell this to everyone, because everyone will... I want everyone to look at it. It's fine. The information is being relayed. But you're looking in, and they all see you, but you see these two guys at the end, the far end of the room, trying to, like, they're climbing on their badgers. You look around you in the room, you notice that it's kind of been dug. What looks like claws, so you notice that the badgers probably like are the ones that move stuff around, but they have pretty big claws, and the fact that they're climbing on, you assume that they are attack badgers. I don't know, they look fierce, but for Roman, based on your animal experience, you see they're kind of, they have odd behavior. They have saddles on their back, and the goblin are getting on, they have spears and stuff that you probably have javelins they can throw, but it seems like they have what looks like, the leash, but where like the horse kind of bite on
a muzzle.
Yeah, a muzzle, but they kind of bite on it, and they pull them into the goblins in the back.
Okay, so like
steer.
A belt that goes around
their
mouth.
Yeah, they are captive. They're captive animals, but you also notice that they're not acting right because they seem to be blinded. Their eyes kind of are cloudy. You're not sure what's going on, but they rely on the goblins in the back to kind of move around. But they're still sniffing around. They're blinded, but they're being like mounted, I suppose. And these guys, there are three goblins in front of you, they ready up.
Okay. I look at you guys. Hey guys. Don't kill the badgers, please.
No.
Knock them off, and then I'll talk to the badgers, calm them down, and it'll be fine. I can do this. Trust me.
Can you do that though?
I make a fireball and I laugh.
Don't be.
Are you still floating?
No, I'm dumb.
So I mean, y'all can move into the room before I roll initiative. Y'all can. I'm not letting you guys attack yet, but you can move in and position yourself before shit goes down. What are you guys doing? Where are you guys?
I'll
add a beholder here, maybe.
Wait. So they're for sure blind.
You notice that there? Yeah, their eyes are moving.
Yeah, can you use my healer kit real quick before we do anything?
Healing what?
Healer kit. I don't understand.
No.
We have a cleric.
Yeah, that's more like a turn. Yeah, your cleric is here.
That has no healing spells. I didn't have any healing spells on me because I thought, we've got a cleric, a bard, and a paladin.
It's fine.
I think we're good.
We got the paladin.
Yeah, he's not here. Our paladin dashed. He fell asleep in the cavern out there for a minute.
Classic paladin.
He's gonna miss this entire encounter because he fell asleep.
No, if I get just roll initiative. Why not? 10, 11,
12.
Yeah, let's run a DM and roll, so good.
10,
5,
4.
I heard 4, I heard 5,
F, 10.
Okay. As in you rolled a 6? Or, oh, okay, yeah, you rolled a 5 again.
Okay, that's me. Classic old man. So these guys are still trying to get on. They're gonna take another turn to try to get on. Fuck it, I'm gonna add one more goblin. Why not? Fuck it, that mark.
Just a goblin spawns out of nowhere.
Come to
this guys.
Pretend it's a goblin. Pretend, you know. Pretend this is a slightly better armed goblin. How about that? He has a helmet on. He's got a shield. He looks a little bit better. He looks a little leader, and he goes. And
motherfucker. That's what I heard.
This guy ran to the NR room. I'm gonna spread you guys out a little bit more. Ed was kind of peeking first, so I'm gonna put him up front. Yeah. I'll put this guy here.
Put her up front.
I'll put this one
Excuse
up.
Excuse me. Kinda... Don't misgender her.
Oh, they. This one here. This is the tank.
I say as I'm not the character that's being misgendered.
So this goblin shoots at Ed.
Oh, why me?
That's what I'm saying.
So they must roll.
It's plus.
This plus 4. What's your AC? Probably D10.
14.
17 plus 21 hits.
Dang!
That's not damage though, it's fine.
Alright.
Damage is something else.
You have healing spells.
Can I get 1-6 from somebody just to keep
it?
It's an agate.
Okay.
So,
was it plus 2?
Oh, D6 is right here. Oh, yeah, right there. Right, so you take 7 damage.
Oh, damn. No. Where's that?
He's down to 6. Yeah, go for it.
This one over here. 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Yeah, that should hit. Who is this? Which one? Is Maru?
That's me.
Maru. You shoot at Maru.
Wait, what?
Were you trying to hang back or? I guess you have the fireball. I'm gonna put Gandhi up front. Why not?
What? I'm hiding.
Are you hiding?
I'm hiding.
No, you're not trying to rush in.
I'm gonna shoot Ev again.
After that, I stay back.
What?
Fuck it, fine. I'm gonna shoot between Ev.
Wait. Alright, fine. I can take it.
Nah, I'm gonna roll for it. If it's a 1 or 2, it's Gandhi. If it's a 3 to 4, it's Maru. It's a 5-6, it's gonna be Flinge. That's you, isn't it? That's Maru. I'll shoot Maru.
I don't care. I'm thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll shoot
you. Damn, man.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're shooting at me. It's plus 4.
No.
15 hit?
No. I didn't know. My armor class is 15.
Yeah. Monsters gain the advantage, so they do hit.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this plus 2. 6 damage.
Okay.
The one on the far end. Yeah, he does too. Nah, he misses.
No.
He's a bit too far away, maybe. Pew! He shoots. This guy runs and kind of gets the cover. Then they take the turn to try to get on. So that's it for now. Gandhi, you're up.
Okay.
Does healing kit only heal me, or can it heal my party?
That's more like a downtime kind of thing. Like when you're like sitting down, you're resting, then you heal yourself up.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
So do you like, so instead of rolling, like expending your hit dice, I guess, is that instead of your
that's,
hit dice?
No, yeah, healing kit is more like you're resting and you heal more. Yeah, you probably heal more if you're proficient at it.
Okay.
I mean, I think Eb had like some potions of healing, I think.
I have a cure wounds.
Yeah, and you all got healing spells, but
yeah.
Gandhi, for you.
Alright, I'll go offensive then.
Yeah, do it. Y'all can beat these guys, it's fine.
Firebolt.
Okay. Where you want to go?
The guy closest to us.
Okay, maybe you want to move up a little bit? Maybe.
No, I want to stay right behind him and then like hold my hand on his shoulder and like shoot.
Does it have a range on it?
It
should be a column that says range on the side.
This is range. Oh, 120 feet.
You get it. So, how much damage
do you get? It's a D10?
Yeah.
Is this a D10?
No, it's a D8, D10. Oh, so it'll be like the pink one I gave you.
10. Yep, this one?
Yeah.
Come on.
5. Does it plus anything? Just 5 damage?
This is a spell.
5.
Do I do anything?
Is it, if it says 1d10 plus something or no? Is it
oh 1D10? No, so it's just 1d10.
Alright, it takes 5 damage. Kind of shoot in the face.
Okay.
You want to move anywhere?
Yeah, I'll move back.
Even further? Sure, that's fine. You push F forward and you go back.
What? And or actually, you're the healer, right? I'll trust you. I hope you heal me.
So I'll take over.
Alright, Ep, you're up.
Alright.
Yeah, because Ep really cannot take another hit.
Can I cure myself?
What? You do?
Did you have any damage?
Yeah.
He's at 7.
Or you're at 9?
He's at 6.
Well, I'm in front of you, so I'll take the damage.
Fine, I'll cure you. I'll cure Candy.
Thank you, sir.
Is that Mario?
What are you rolling?
Pretty hurt too.
Is that a 1d8?
It's 1d8 plus 4, and then what is this?
Oh, you have a 1d8.
If you want to cast it at a higher like spell slot, but you don't, you only have a level 1 spell slot. Okay. So just, yeah, it's 1d8.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But you do use 1 spell slot.
So yeah, for that, yeah.
I give you money after.
3 plus something, right?
It's
plus. No. What? Plus 4?
1d.
6 plus 4, yeah. 1d8 plus 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 7. Yeah, you for 7 okay. damage.
If I don't have 7, do I just go to more max health?
Yeah, it's max health. You haven't lost that much health.
Oh, wait, why did I hear you? Oh, well. You're in front of me. Okay, and then.
I can pull it for you.
You move.
But don't you. Someone has that inspiration. You do.
I have that
inspiration. Yeah, I'll say he still has it. You can give it to more people if you like.
Yeah, I'll give it to. It's after you. Maru.
So you want to be more physical for some reason. Even though we're all casters.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
He was Wonderwall for you.
By the way.
So what do I get?
So whenever you roll for the attack roll, you add your 1d8 roll to it.
So if it's a melee, right?
Yeah.
It's melee.
Oh, wait a minute. He likes his Morningstar.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. We don't have our paladin right now. The melee,
it's cool. Okay.
It's weird because we're all hanging back just casting.
And then I'll. Can I do anything else or is that?
You can move around.
I'll go behind the boulder over there.
Yeah, I mean, these are pretty big guys. You can hide behind these. These are pretty legitimate cover.
Yeah.
Cover works that day. You have additional AC. Then they have this. I'll check it out again. But this is a pretty big boulder in front of you, so you can hide behind it. So Ep kind of ducks behind it. They can't really get him because this guy's hiding behind. So a cover is pretty good.
So that was it. That was the episode. Sorry about the unnatural kind of dropping off ending point. We kind of didn't plan that at all. And there's going to be a possibility that's going to be a thing for the next 20 episodes because we already recorded 10. And that was 2-hour sessions for each episode. So, yeah, we are sorry about that, but you kind of have to bear with that until we figure out a way around that, which is going to be on the 11th, which is possibly the 21st episode. God, this is... I honestly don't know how this is going to work, but hopefully you guys enjoyed, and we definitely love making this podcast. It's just... I honestly didn't think that I would have to split 10 episodes into possibly up to 20 episodes. It's interesting. I love it, though. So, yeah. So, thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you tune in next, I think, Wednesday. Whenever we next upload. Alright, bye.